Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Christian Espinoza is here. He's the CEO and the founder of Alpine Security, author of The Smartest Person in the Room, The Root Cause and New Solution for Cybersecurity. And he's got 25 years of certification, including CISO, a whole lot of other letters on the end of his name here that tells you he is the smartest guy in the room. And of course, we also know him to be a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, and we appreciate that about him. Christian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Folks, the book is called The Smartest Person in the Room. Christian, I have been covering technology, online technology, connectivity, cybersecurity, since 98. I was reporting on broadband before, when we were only calling it big pipes. We were still calling it big pipes. I remember one of my first statistics was 4% of America had broadband. So that's a long time ago. And so I've actually reported and been here, sitting here, as cybersecurity became an issue. And about a decade ago, maybe a little bit more, I started calling it World War III. And now there are other ordnance in World War III, but the original ordinance was data breaches. And the reason I called it World War III and not a Cold War is because we were being invaded. What do you think?
I agree. I refer to it as a cyber war in my book quite a bit, and you know, the cyber weapons are the exploits that people have that can take advantage of our systems and hold us hostage to our data. So yeah, I agree. It's the cyber war, World War III, and it's ongoing, and it's ongoing so much that a lot of us don't realize it's ongoing until we, you know, hear something in the news. But there's a lot of things, probably 90% of the stuff that we don't hear about in the news that's happening.
What troubles me, Christian, is even the people who you and I expect are supposed to know about this don't know about it until it's all over, like the SolarWinds breach. And you've introduced me to something that I wasn't familiar with, the Comb breach, COMB, the Comb breach. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Comb breach, or any breach that's a culmination of multiple breaches, the SolarWinds is you know, a supply chain type of attack. But I mean, the bottom line is there's many different attacks that are going on, and people, the cyber criminals are getting smarter, and they can combine the attacks in a way that is very detrimental to an organization or supply chain. Or even like, you know, the U.S. government. There's been plenty of attacks against the U.S. government, and the enemy's been in the U.S. government networks for, in some cases, like 6 years before somebody even noticed.
Wow.
If you think about that, it's pretty scary to think, like, there's a criminal that's been in your house, basically hiding in the closet for like 6 years. They come out when you go to work, and then when you come back, they hide back in the closet, but that's been going on for 6 years.
That's right.
They know more about you than you probably know about yourself almost.
So the and this is going on. This is what irritates me. When I see members of Congress doing stupid things that don't have no consequence, that are following a rabbit down a hole, they're spending money, they're taking time on things that are hyper political, and I don't hear them asking our cybersecurity teams. I don't hear them demanding. I don't hear them holding hearings, funding defensive programs to protect us from our enemies. That's what irritates me. When I don't these And you get the idea that they're not watching the game that they're supposed to be watching. What do you think?
I think that's true. I think it's largely a miscommunication problem, and that's what I wrote the book about. Is a lot of people don't understand the real ramifications of cybersecurity. There's lots of people in the industry that want to be the smartest person in the room, that want to, you know, talk over somebody's head. And the challenge is, if I'm speaking to board of directors or management in my organization and they're not understanding what I'm saying and the real risk, mm-hmm. then they're not going to be... they're not going to have the capability...
That's a real problem that I run into myself with getting hiring people and them not being able to communicate to regular people. We're going to talk about this some more with Christian Espinoza. His book is called The Smartest Person in the Room. We're going to come back up and talk some more about this after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.